One of the biggest factors driving up the cost of health care is expensive new medical technology. In the last few years, businesses and insurers have gotten more active in evaluating the benefits and costs of pricey new procedures. Now, the state of Louisiana, which insures 250,000 state workers, is running its own clinical trial to test whether a surgical procedure, often called stomach stapling, is actually worth the price. NPR's Joanne Silberner has this report.
For the past few decades, there's been a treatment for extremely obese people, people who are 100 or 200 pounds overweight or more, and who have failed conventional diets. It's surgical reduction of the stomach and intestines. It gives the body less of a chance to absorb calories. The operation itself costs $25,000 or more. Some insurers cover it. Some, including the state of Louisiana, don't. Kip Wall is head of Louisiana's health benefits program.
We were receiving requests for this type of procedure from our plan members.
But Wall didn't know what to do. There hasn't been a good, broad evaluation of stomach reduction surgery in the U.S. So Wall decided to work with Louisiana State University Medical School and do his own study. 40 extremely obese people who've requested the surgery will get it at an initial cost of $1 million. Again, Kip Wall.
We're looking to see if these procedures are effective in reducing weight. Do they also reduce the occurrence of related illnesses, such as high blood pressure, diabetes, respiratory, sleep apnea, and other conditions? Does it improve the quality of the health and the quality of the life for our plan members? Then we're going to be also evaluating whether or not these procedures are cost effective.
A lot of people are watching the Louisiana experiment closely, including Helen Darling. She heads the Washington Business Group on Health, a consortium of large companies. Her group is interested in obesity for a simple reason.
It's estimated that in a year, the obese individuals cost employers $12 billion more than non-obese.
That's in healthcare costs and lost productivity. Darling says businesses are interested in offering benefits that result in healthy, satisfied, productive employees.
Because that would be, in some ways, the only reason that you would provide a benefit for an employee. I mean, you're not a social service agency.
She says businesses that offer the procedure already worry about people applying for employment just to get the surgery benefit. But people shouldn't think of the surgery as a panacea, says Robert Berkowitz. He's medical director of an obesity program at the University of Pennsylvania. Patients face a surgical death rate of as much as 1%. After the surgery, and every day for the rest of their lives, people who've had stomach reduction surgery have to be very careful to eat multiple, small, nutritionally balanced meals or risk serious vitamin deficiencies. The only large evaluation he knows of was done in Sweden. It compared 2,000 very obese people who had the surgery to 2,000 who didn't.
The surgery group has lost a great deal of weight, on average about 17% of their body weight from the surgery, and the control group has not lost weight 10 years later. But interestingly, there's no difference in the death rate between the two groups, and there's no difference in the costs of medical care in the two groups.
He says differences in U.S. medical care could lead to different results, and that the Louisiana study may be too small to definitely answer the question, but it's a start. Joanne Silberner, NPR News.